Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program that introduces you to the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Today's program over News Talk 1310 WBFD is hosted by Lloyd Roach. Bedford County Speaks is heard every Saturday at this time. Now let's join Lloyd for this week's discussion on Bedford County Speaks.
Thank you, back to Fazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program over News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented as a public service by DestinationDelco.com. From Philly to the Brandywine, that's DestinationDelco.com. And by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, right here on Route 220 in Bedford. That's Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. In a moment, I'll return with today's guests, Mary Pat Bean, Marilyn Otis, and Jen Ford, as Bedford County Speaks continues.
DestinationDelco.com, a new way to experience Delaware County. From Philly to the Brandywine, we have the Crossroads, Riverside, Main Streets, Main Line, and the Brandywine. Five different ways to experience Delaware County. Check us out at DestinationDelco.com. Be sure to listen to Bedford County Speaks, brought to you by DestinationDelco.com. Saturdays at 8:30 a.m., just before Rush, on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
This is our 31st program, and this just may be the most fun topic we have talked about to date, because it involves two things that I really, really like: entertainment and booze. And we have three ladies who are going to speak to us today about an event that's coming up on the 20th of February called Rebels and Rye, and it's all for a good cause. Don't yawn yet. We're just talking about a really, really good cause you're going to have some fun with. Rebels and Rye is going to benefit the Heritage Trust here in Bedford, and I'm going to have these ladies tell you all about it. First of all, I want to introduce Marilyn Otis. Marilyn is an agent with Coldwell Banker here in downtown Bedford, and Jennifer Ford, who is the curator of Bedford Museum. And a little later on, we're going to talk to Mary Pat Bean with this event. So, first of all, let me turn to Marilyn. Marilyn, first of all, I want to take you back. You got involved in this thing because you were interested in history, since this has to do with the Heritage Trust and the Fort Bedford Museum. But you really got involved because it's fun. So tell me about the fun part. What is this Rebels and Rye?
Well, I think why I decided to get involved in it was when the Heritage Trust approached me, they wanted to bring a fundraising event. And they were suggesting something that had already been done before. So when I got involved, I decided to research what was something that was embraced throughout the country and what brought a lot of people out. Bringing history to life in immersive theater, which means we're going to bring actors, and we're going to surround the people that come to the event with actors.
So let me ask my friend over here, Dr. Jen Ford, about what's happening with the history part of this. Are we going to have anything to learn here, or are we just going to sit around and get drunk? What's going to happen then?
Well, hopefully some people are sitting around getting drunk and donating lots of money. However, we are going to sneak history into the mix. Most people don't know much about the Whiskey Rebellion. And in point of fact, yes, I know I'm an historian, so I think it's all fascinating, but this bit of history really is. It's overlooked, overshadowed, because it came hard on the heels of the Revolution. But if I may segue to dry, the Whiskey Rebellion was the first time that American citizens challenged the authority of the newly formed federal government. Now, that's pretty dry, but in reality, what was happening is whiskey distillers all over the newly formed country were being taxed, but the tax was levied unequally. Right. And distillers in the West who were just brewing small batches took the brunt of paying the taxes and the impact that it had on their daily lives. What we're going to bring out that's fun that most people don't know is whiskey was part and parcel of everyday culture. It was everything from social lubricant to medicine to trade. It was cash here. And per capita consumption of whiskey in the 1790s was about 7 gallons per year. So each and every one of us, men, women, and children, although theirs was watered somewhat, right, were drinking. Not to say that they were flat-out drunk, but being a bit in your cups.
Well, this is what makes this a great country, in my opinion. I think.
Well, it didn't. The consumption of whiskey and cider really didn't come under scrutiny until the first Industrial Revolution, when suddenly employers needed sober, on-time, industrious machine workers.
So that's when it stopped becoming fun.
That's when it stopped becoming fun.
I'm really glad I talked to you about this. I never had a clear understanding of it. Next thing. And I also heard that this was the first and only time that a sitting president led an army into a conflict with its own citizens.
That's absolutely true. Yeah. Or that a sitting president has led troops into battle at all.
Right.
Anywhere in the world. But this certainly against its own citizens is notable.
So that sounds kind of interesting to hear that our father of our country, this wonderful guy with the white wig, all of a sudden is charging down the, I guess, the Forbes Road toward Bedford to quell this rebellion against his own taxes.
Well, he gave the citizens every chance to comply.
I see.
Not once, not twice, several times. He offered an olive branch and a way to negotiate and reach some common ground.
But these ornery Scotch-Irish out here.
The ornery Scots-Irish out here, they were having none of it. Reluctantly, George did put together militias from several of the states. And interesting twist is, of course, he pulled the militia men from eastern PA, New Jersey, Maryland, and Virginia. There was no love lost between those citizens and the residents of western Pennsylvania. And that holds true to this day.
And thank you, Jen. That actually was a very good historical backdrop for what we're about to talk about here. So thank you. That was great. We're going to go back to Jen. She's good. So Marilyn, you take this history and you spin it into a theatrical production where everyone in the room is involved, including the patrons coming in. So they're not going to be spared. They must come and participate. This is very important, I suspect.
Very important.
And once they have a couple shots, they'll do it just fine, right?
Of course.
Yeah. So can you tell me a little bit about the production, or don't you want to reveal?
It's interesting because when people come in, you're going to have the actors kind of introducing themselves, and they'll be in character. So each of these actors, if someone comes in and says, "Hey, Marilyn, what's real estate doing today?" Right. I'll say, "I am sorry. I am so happy to meet your acquaintance.
I see.
I am Jane Espy. And who might you be? And what brings you to our fine city or our fine town?"
Right.
And so you'll start to converse with them about what's important in your character. From my character's perspective, I'm appalled that these militia are in town.
I see.
And I want to make sure that they are very much aware that I am very angry. And what we decided to do is that the theme or the central focus is this widow who has lost her husband a year prior to the event. And now she's losing everything because she had to pay her taxes, she had to pay what was owed, and Jen is the historian and she does a much better job at describing that aspect of it. But what happens is this widow, as they're auctioning off her various items, will be crying and carrying on and how terrible this
I
is.
See.
And then you're going to have the farmers who will be partaking in these are the average people here that are paying the taxes, that are outraged, and you'll have this interaction. But the best part is when they stop the auction and they say, "Oh, we've got to stop now because the dignitaries or the elite of Bedford are entering," and they have to take their seats.
Gotcha. You are listening to Jane Espy, a.k.a. Marilyn Otis. And this is Bedford County Speaks, and we're listening to the account of Rebels and Rye, which is coming to this town and this county on the 20th of February. Now, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you got so wrapped in this thing. What caught my ear more than anything was that you said the Espy House, the Anderson House, the Barclay Mansion. So all of the original people are going to be at this party.
Oh, absolutely.
So we're going to meet Dr. Anderson. We're going to meet Jane Espy. We're going to meet a lot of people, right? Jen, the history is interesting. And if I knew that the Anderson House had something to do other than the fact that the Chamber of Commerce used to be in there, this really does bring it to life. There was, in fact, a Dr. Anderson, was there not? And he was involved very much in the founding of the Bedford Springs
Absolutely.
Waters and so forth. So that's what this show is going to do, isn't it?
It is. The Anderson House that we're familiar with today was not extant in 1794, but the Andersons, the father and the brothers, certainly occupied that end of Pitt Street, right. and Dr. Anderson did build that house. I guess the best word I can come up with this morning is their attitude was quite pugnacious. They were bullies. They would approach. I read a letter from a fellow who was staying at the Jean Bonnet that week, and he said that the militiamen would come right up to citizens, point at them and say, "Are you a whiskey boy?"
Ah.
And even if they suspected, they would throw him down, beat him, terrorize him. So the town was being occupied by thugs, really. Like I said, there was no love lost. But to throw all these different personalities together in the same room, add drink, the bottom line here is these are serious historical questions that we're wrestling with today.
You know, what makes this so interesting is that we talk about today, in 2016, of being influenced by foreign powers who have entered our country, and yet we have here the newly formed United States government. We just signed a constitution 13 years earlier declaring that we wouldn't be occupied by armed forces, and here they come in and do this with the Whiskey Rebellion. So you can't blame these guys for being a little ticked off.
Mm-hmm.
Our guests today are Marilyn Otis, a.k.a. Jane Espy. We're going to learn more about her in a few minutes. And, of course, Dr. Jen Ford, and shortly we'll be talking to Mary Pat Bean, who's going to be adding a great deal to this. And we're discussing the Rebels and Rye promotion and event that's going to be held at the Bedford Springs on the 20th of February on behalf of the Fort Bedford and the Bedford County Heritage Trust. Marilyn, you said earlier that when people enter the room, they're going to see all of you in character. Will it be noisy?
The farmers are going to be outraged. In fact, they'll probably throw things at them. They'll boo them. These dignitaries aren't going to be really impressed by the attitude of the locals. I mean, going to be mayhem that's going to unfold. It will be quite interesting.
So what can we expect between the noise and the
objects being thrown at each other? We really have to make this very interesting because anyone that knows anything about the Whiskey Rebellion knows that tax collectors were not the favorite people. And we are definitely going to have a tax collector here.
Oh, really?
And the tax collector is going to really irritate everyone. I mean, to the point that people are going to call for his, what do you call it, Jen? His head.
They'll call for him to be hanged. They'll call for him to be run out of town. And
here's the $64,000 question. Which irritating person did you find in Bedford to portray this person?
That would be our local district attorney.
Of course you did. Of course you did. I can't think of a better choice. That's very good. In fact, he has actually appeared in this program. So, of course, I know I'll probably be arrested tomorrow, but it's okay.
At that point, people are going to be so outraged that it would only be fitting back in 1794, if somebody really irritated you, do you not think that we should tar and feather them?
Yeah, sure.
And I believe we should do it with a real bang.
Mm-hmm. So you can do that too?
Yep. Absolutely. And we want to make sure he feels pain.
There will be screaming.
This doesn't sound very politically correct to me, but tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a little break, and we're going to come back and try to mitigate all this damage that's been done here. But you have to come and see this thing, of course. This is better than any movie you can go to, and it sure is better than watching CNN on television. So anyway, we'll talk more about Rebels and Rye and the Heritage Foundation and everything they're going to be doing here in Bedford when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. All the way back to Ben Franklin, Americans have known that well-informed decisions save grief, time, and money. At Thomas, we believe it's our job to share everything we know to help you be well-informed about your transportation choices. You're going to save some grief by learning about prudent financing that works in your favor, not ours. You're going to save time with our Real Cash for Your Car policy that accurately determines your trade-in value. And you're going to save money with our upfront and transparent pricing. What's in it for us is more completely satisfied customers who return for their next car and refer their friends to us. Learn about all of our Thomas 7 Steps to Savings by visiting Thomas Subaru in Bedford now During the Subaru Share the Love event, you'll get a great car. Subaru will donate $250 to selected charities. And best of all, you'll be making a well-informed decision. We think Ben Franklin will be pleased. Thomas Subaru in Bedford, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years.
This is Sergeant Dennis Gulick of the Pennsylvania State Police, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Now, let's head back to today's Bedford County Speaks.
Okay, after a couple of drinks, we're back, and this program's getting better all the time. Just a reminder that this program today is brought to you by the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce, who proudly supports and celebrates the business community of Bedford County region. To learn more, visit them online at bedfordcountychamber.com. And speaking of websites, if you'd like to hear this program again, the best thing to do is just go to bedfordcountyspeaks.com and click the thing that says listen here, and you can hear this program. All right, we have a new guest joining us, Mary Pat Bean. I understand that, among other things, you've come up with some themes. So what's been your major role in this whole thing? Just like the liquor or what?
No, pretty much I'm just the creative mind.
Okay.
Yep, that's my role. I'm the creative behind the scenes. Where these two ladies are up front,
gotcha.
I work in the back.
Now, you've come up with this slogan for this. So what's the slogan?
Well, I came up with Rebels in Rye.
Oh, you did? That's yours. Okay, yeah. Good.
And then the T-shirt, Drunk on Whiskey History.
Drunk on Whiskey History. That's the T-shirt. So you can literally get a T-shirt coming to this thing.
Yep.
So I've been there and got the T-shirt is really true.
True.
Okay, right. Okay. All right. So what are you going to be? You going to be dressed up too as a person?
Yeah, I'm just going to be a wench.
A wench?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm actually going to be doing some administrative wenching.
Administrative wenching.
Yes.
So are you one of the people that are going to be serving the drinks or
no,
you
can no.
throw things?
I actually need to take a more serious role.
I see.
Of collecting money.
Oh,
and
collecting
registering
money.
The people in, assigning them auction numbers, things like that.
Marilyn, this thing obviously will cost a little money, and you have this very attractive ticket. But by the way, I've been commanded to sell about 1,000 of them, and they told me to do that. And the ticket gets you what? If you buy the ticket for $40, what do you get?
Actually, we haven't brought this up, but Wiggle Whiskey is going to be part of the event, and they will be giving everyone one of their signature cocktails. You will also get, of course, immersive theater. We will have Omni Bedford Springs that is providing the food, and it will be very heavy hors d'oeuvres. And if anyone is familiar with the Omni, the food will be quite spectacular. So you will not be disappointed.
So come for dinner.
Now, yes.
can we sample this whiskey more than once?
We are going to have Wiggle Whiskey. We'll be there. And you can actually sample many whiskeys.
Oh, goody.
We're going to have whiskey tasting. Mm. And the nice thing about it, there's one thing to sit there in front of five drinks and sample each, but they're going to actually explain it. Mm. They're going to tell you the process in which each of these whiskeys are created. So not only are you going to have this fantastic event and you're going to be able to drink, but you're really going to comprehend what you're drinking and how these drinks were made back in 1794, which also enhances that whole event. Yeah, and we actually, because Wiggle has been so supportive,
right.
They're actually going to be part of the act as well. So they'll be out there saying, you know, maybe Bedford grounds and the soil is pretty good.
Are you going to be dressed up as a wench, Mary Pat?
Yeah.
What's a wench look like?
Well, I'll have a long skirt and a lacy plain toss. Lace. So. It's lace with kind of plain. It's
right.
It's not like...
Like
it's
what?
Plain. I was going to say super sexy. Like
I was
going to
say.
Like the
I mean, how much
see?
Of a wench are you going to really be, Mary?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
I think it depends on the wench. We have lots of wenches.
We have lots of wenches with lots of different personalities.
Okay, well,
so
good.
Their personality will come through
so
in
the
their
boys
costume.
Will not be disappointed.
Oh, absolutely not.
This is Bedford County Speaks, and we are speaking to Mary Pat Bean and Marilyn Otis and Dr. Jen Ford about Rebels and Rye. Probably the hottest event that's going to be happening in Bedford County this year. I can't even begin to think how anybody could exceed this in terms of fun and involvement. Marilyn, when you said we arrive and we get into the party and we get into the action, Is that just like the first part, or is that going to be the whole night? Are we doing this all night this way?
Pretty much all night.
So even when we have our heavy hors d'oeuvres at the beautiful Bedford Springs, it's going to be like this?
When you are doing...
Go ahead.
When you are there, you are always going to be surrounded by actors and actresses, and they will play their roles right throughout the whole venue. That will never stop.
Ah, good. So we're going to see this from the get-go when we enter and when we leave and everything. So Mary Pat, this event is going to be obviously very creative. And what else have you introduced into this show that's made it as fun as it is? I mean, you've got these great slogans. You've got, are you going to have any kinds of paintings on the walls? Are you going to be any kind of special furniture? Is there going to be sawdust on the floor? You don't know. Marilyn, do you know? Have you any idea?
Well, what we're trying to work, and Jen may give me googly, I don't know how she'll react, but what I really want, and we're trying to do this, is... We haven't talked that there's another aspect of this, because there is this widow who has lost her husband a year prior to the event. And, you know, whiskey is flowing. And mm-hmm. So she's a little nervous because she's going to lose everything. And so she's going to start nipping that into that whiskey. Mm. And when she does that, she's kind of going to start flirting with the clerk.
Oh.
And, you know, her dead husband may not really like that too much. So we kind of want the dead husband to be a hologram looking down on her. So that's another part that we're going to throw into the whole mix that will add another element that just enhances the whole experience. So Bedford, if you talk to many people here, a lot of people bring up hauntings. And so why not just have that a little bit of the venue as well? Because that's, again, part of Bedford.
Dr. Ford, what's a haunting? I mean, what did they do? Did they have, like, little things with ghosts back in 1794? Or is this something you've created for the show?
We've come up with – there may very well have been hauntings.
I see.
But we've come up with this – actually, Marilyn came up with this as a device – to make the...
So it's Marilyn who's a little bit haunted, a little bit, or Jane. We'll call her Jane.
Yeah.
Right? Jane Espy.
Right? I suspect Jane Espy was a little bit haunted.
I
expect that. The auctioneer for the 1794 auction and his clerk will actually be local retired teacher Kim McGee, and I will be acting... the part of the auctioneer and the clerk. We will be all dressed up like men, so two little old ladies acting like men. But Jane Espy is going to flirt with and eventually fall in love with the auction clerk.
Huh.
So behind...
Wait, not Jane Espy.
Not Jane Espy.
Cut.
Mrs.
Russell.
Mrs. Russell's the widow.
Mrs. Russell is the widow.
You've got a lot of characters here. It's tough.
Yeah,
to
it's true. It's true. It's true. Sorry. Although
this is turning into a Hollywood production.
Feel free to jump in. You
no,
know.
I am not going to flirt with the clerk.
No.
I am married to esteemed attorney.
I'm just going to say this. When did that ever stop anything in Bedford County?
Okay. So anyway. Okay, so we're back to the widow. The widow's going to be flirting. Jane Espy is going to remain celibate. We're going to be fine. Okay.
Yeah. So okay. So the projection of the dead man will appear in a window behind the widow and the clerk as they are flirting.
So
it's just another element.
So the idea of all this, of course, is to project what it really was like in the late 17th century, 18th century, I should say that, because they did have fun, but they had a tough life, so they had to have some fun. And
absolutely.
They didn't have any electric heat, you know, they didn't have any telephones, and they probably had a roaring fireplace to keep this thing warm, even though it's in October, it might have been a cold day.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what you're going to try to project in all this, I assume.
It is, but we're keeping a rather loose hand
gotcha.
On the rein, as it
right.
were. I'm sure if there are any bona fide historians or history buffs who come to the event, they will quickly pick out this, that, or the other element that's anachronistic.
Oh, poo-poo them.
You know
yeah.
what?
Too
it's
bad.
A party.
Absolutely. Yeah, too bad. Right.
It's a party.
Right,
we're just
right.
dressing up in
right.
late
18th. Go back 18th. To the faculty lounge. Right
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And Marilyn yeah, right. has Marilyn has brought me to heel. A month ago, I fought her about
yeah.
every detail that
I
wasn't
gotcha.
Right. And at this point, I'm saying, dress up like Calamity Jane. I don't care.
Sure.
She wouldn't allow that. I tried.
Yeah. No, okay, no, we now, don't actually have. But
this, yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
One thing that I wanted to really emphasize was, in the spirit of having great good fun at this party, just because it's at the Springs, guests should not feel as though they have to dress up. If you're a guest at this party, you may come in period costume. You can come in jeans and a T-shirt. You can come business casual.
Can I come in overalls?
You can come in overalls.
Ooh. Overalls would be fabulous.
Overalls would be fabulous.
So, love it.
Yes, this is not a dress-up and stand-around party. This is a dress however you darn well
so
feel
So this
like.
Is a party for anyone
yes.
in Bedford County who wants
yes,
to come.
Yes, very much
including,
so.
By the way, the people that wear overalls professionally around
yes.
here, which we have many.
Yes.
So they can come and have fun at this party along with everyone else.
That's what
this
we're hoping.
This is not much different from the atmosphere of any tavern around here.
That's what we're
right.
hoping.
Okay. Gotcha. So, Marilyn, this is actually taking place in a period of tavern, so to speak.
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, if you go into the ballroom right now, you'll see that there's round tables and very set chairs.
Right.
We're getting rid of all that.
Gotcha.
We're bringing in whiskey barrels to sit on. We're benches. So when you walk into that ballroom, it's not going to resemble what you would normally see at the Omni. This is literally teleporting you back to 1794.
Let me ask you something. Does Brett Schoenfield at the Springs know anything about any of this?
Oh, absolutely. He is.
Did he actually know about the barrels and things? I mean,
it's interesting because he's been very supportive. And I must say, right from the beginning,
I should
Brett
say
has,
so. He's letting the louse up his ballroom.
You know, it's interesting. I've gotten to know Brett. And Brett, what you don't understand about him is he has this fabulous resort there. And he's always looking for ways to bring the community to the resort. He wants to give back to the community. And this has opened this door that a lot of times is closed because people don't feel it's the place for them, or maybe it's reaching too high. I'm not sure. But we've reached people that perhaps would never have even entered the doors of Bedford Springs. And Bedford Springs has given so much to our community. Just from a real estate perspective, when I bring people into this county,
right.
It's amazing to be able to talk about the history. It's amazing to say, look what we have. Our county is, and our community is thriving because of what Bedford Springs has done for the downtown, for our economy. And now we're going to allow those people in Bedford that don't realize what that resort can do for us. And now they can be a part of it. And that was one of the things that when we put this committee together, we wanted to make sure that we were targeting everyone. We didn't want to target one segment. We wanted to target everybody in Bedford.
And do whatever we want, right? This has just been way too much fun. We're almost out of time. I just have to ask you, Marilyn, a couple of business things. Where do I get my ticket?
There are many locations that you can purchase the tickets. We have them at the Alpaca Shop, Coldwell Banker, and Coldwell Banker is the major sponsor.
Shop?
The Banjo
okay.
Shop, DBI,
the
Bird's Nest, 1788.
Correct.
Okay. One more thing that we forgot to mention is when I've been going around asking for donations and promoting the tickets, they've asked what this is to sponsor, and I told them it's our museum. And so many people here in Bedford don't even know we have a museum.
Yeah.
So we thought that it was very important that the next day we open up the museum. So there's many people that are getting these tickets that now are going to gain entrance into the museum the next day.
Ladies, thank you very much. Mary Pat Bean, thank you very much for having us. Marilyn, of course, she did a wonderful job. And Dr. Ford, I appreciate the insight on the history and on the insight on the whiskey thing. I think that's very good.
That's
you sound
thank
like
you.
The kind of historian I'd like to have had in my class, I can tell you that. It's all about Rebels and Rye. It's the 20th of February at the Bedford Springs, Omni Bedford Springs. Be there or be square, because this is going to be probably the event of the season. And if you want to know more about it, it's the FortBedfordMuseum.org.
Rebels and Rye is on Facebook.
Rebels and Rye is on Facebook. Okay, got it. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate it very much. And you've been a good sport. You really are. And I love having radio shows like this because you're not stuck in the mud. You're a lot of fun. So thanks again.
Thank you.
Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by DestinationDelco.com. From Philly to the Brandywine, that's DestinationDelco.com. and by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru in Bedford, saving you time and money and worry for over 100 years. I look forward to joining you next time right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks. Listen each Saturday beginning at 8:30 to hear about the work, lives, and the lifestyles in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is a presentation of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Thanks for listening.